Assessment 3, pages 26 to 27. Task 2. Danny is talking to his friend Melinda about the competition entry form. Listen to their conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hey Danny, have you filled in that entry form for the cooking competition yet? I finished mine yesterday.
No. Can you help me? I have it here with me.
Sure. The first bits are pretty easy to fill in. Just your contact details, really.
Okay, I'll get that filled in. Can you check I don't miss anything?
Of course.
Thanks. Okay, name. Danny Mock. Simple enough. Age, 11.
Your address is next. You're still living in Maple Gardens, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Our flat is on the 5th floor of Block 2 of Maple Gardens. 5th floor.
I thought you lived in Block 1, Danny.
Yeah, we used to, but we moved last year. Let me finish writing down my address. Block 2, Maple, MAPLE, Gardens. There.
How about including the street name? Maple Gardens is on Kinwa Street, isn't it?
Yes, number 39. Kinwa Street. K-I-N-W-A-H Street.
Don't forget to write North Point too.
Oh, yeah. North Point. Now, my phone number. I guess I'll give them my mobile number. That's 90232313.
The last thing in this section is your email address.
Yes. Danny_M@gomail.com.
Gomail? G-O, go? I haven't heard of that email service. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's all right. A little expensive, though, according to my mum. Now, this next bit is about why I want to enter. What did you put?
You can't just put the same as me, Danny.
No, I know that. Let me think.
Well, you love cooking, don't you?
Yes, that would work. Love cooking. Should I put that I want to be a chef as well?
Really? I know you love cooking, but I didn't know you actually wanted to be a chef.
Oh, I do.
Then definitely write down those two reasons. Now you have to put down a few hobbies and interests.
Let's see. Well, I love reading. So let me put that down. What else?
What about your blog? You spend a lot of free time blogging.
Does blogging count as a hobby?
Of course it does.
Okay, I'll put that down. Okay, all done. Now, how should I send this in?
Well, they've given you the address here.
Oh, it's in Saying Pun. That's where I have my maths lessons after school. I should probably just hand the form in myself.
Sure, that's what I did. They've got a map to help you as well.
Oh, but I don't know this part of Saying Pun very well. I hope I don't get lost trying to find their office.
Oh, it's pretty easy to find. Maybe you should mark the route on the map, just to make sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You just take the MTR to Sai Ying Pun Station and then use exit B2.
Exit B2, okay. Oh, yes, I see it. It's on 2nd Street.
Yes, that's the one. Come out of the exit and you should be facing 2nd Street. Turn left and walk down 2nd Street. You'll be walking towards Center Street. That's the street on the right-hand side of the map.
Ah, Center Street. I know where you mean now. Let me draw that bit of the route first.
When you reach Center Street, cross 2nd Street and carry on walking down Center Street. You'll pass Taxing Lane and David Lane. Don't turn down those lanes. Just keep going down Center Street.
Okay.
When you reach 3rd Street, turn right and walk down the street a bit. You'll soon reach the City Power Office. It's where that star is. This should be the easiest way to get to the office.
Great. Thanks, Melinda. I've got the route marked now, so I shouldn't get lost.
No problem. I'm sure you'll be able to find your way. Oh, and don't forget to complete the information sheet about the dish you want to make for the competition. You need to hand that in along with the entry form.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Thanks for the reminder, Melinda.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.